Okay, it's 1.5 minutes past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Dave is here. Welsh Dave's here.
Hello.
No one else is here, just us. We're about to play the best bits of the show, but I forgot to do my pretty uninspiring quiz for Barry on the show. It was part of the agenda, so we're going to do it now. It's like a bonus bit for the podcast. Are you ready, Barry?
Do we get paid extra for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Barry.
Yeah.
Which celebrity was next to me in the self-checkout at my local Waitrose on Friday night? You can play yes or no if you want.
Okay. Was it a man?
Yes.
Is he a musician?
No.
Is he an actor?
Yes.
Is he on a popular soap opera?
No.
Will Meller?
No. It's a good out. Good out shot.
Would I know him if I saw him?
Yes.
How famous is he?
Quite.
Is he more famous than...
I hope you say
Finchie
it now.
From The Office, just been on our show.
Yeah, I'd say he's more famous than Ralph Ineson. But, I mean, it's all relative, isn't it? Because that guy's in Game of Thrones, isn't he? But, yeah, I'd say he's more... To me, he's more famous. Yes.
Right. Is he an actor? Danny Dyer. Oh, no, he's in a soap opera.
No. You could narrow it down a bit more than just shouting. There are lots of actors, aren't there?
Right. Is he a movie actor?
No, not really. He's probably been in some movies, but that's not how you'd know him.
Is he in... Fiddlesticks. Was he in Harry Potter?
I don't think so. But I wouldn't be surprised if he turned up in one of them. Right. But I don't think so.
Is he... Over 30 years of age?
Yes.
Is he over 50 years of age?
He's pushing around there.
Jason Isaacs?
No.
I give up.
No, you can't give up. You
can't
give
up. I give up.
Ask some more questions. What genres are there of actors?
Is he a lovey?
No,
what,
not
was
really.
Was he standing in Waitrose holding a skull in one hand?
No,
going,
no.
Alas.
No. He's not. No. You wouldn't know him as a Shakespearean actor.
Right. I'll give
he
up.
Does other things as well.
What?
On the telly. It's not just acting.
Oh, he's also a presenter?
No. He's near the presenter.
He's a co-presenter?
No. No, what else could you be on?
Oh, but did you just fucking tell me?
No.
I want to leave.
No, no, you can't. You got to play.
I want to leave. The whole I don't
point.
Care
You
was.
Have to play. You have to play. What things can you watch on telly? Right, when you switch on the telly, and it, what types of things that people act in?
Television
shows. Yeah, but like what ones? What emotions can you feel sometimes when you watch the telly?
Well, is he a stand-up comedian?
He may be, yes.
Right. Omid Jalili.
No. He's definitely over 50. Thinner than Omid Jalili. Go physical appearance.
Stephen Merchant.
Shorter, but probably only just.
Gervais.
Gervais is much shorter than Stephen Merchant.
I don't know how tall Gervais is.
Gervais is a really short man, isn't he?
Oh, God.
Not McIntyre, no. Oh. No, he's an actor as well. He's an actor in a comedy... In a sitcom. And he's on comedy panel shows.
Jack Whitehall.
No.
Oh. Right.
That's it, correct.
Hugh Dennis.
Hugh Dennis, correct.
He's over 50.
Okay. But you were still pretty damn useless at that game.
Yeah, because you said he was over, wasn't
but
over 50.
I'm pretty glad we didn't do it on the show. It would have been interminable.
It was absolutely rubbish.
But it was fun, wasn't it?
It was awful.
Mark on Facebook says, loving the real language. Free the agricultural stuff. So coming up, that was a bonus bit for you on the podcast.
Chewing gum.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, I'd love one. Thanks, buddy. Here are the best bits of the show.
Honestly, they're better than that. That was horrendous.
Every podcast we're going to do a guest.
I don't think I've ever wanted to hit you more. Just there. I genuinely was hoping you'd die so that I could just leave and get out of this room. and then for it to be Hugh Dennis. Hugh Dennis!
It was always going to be an anticlimax, wasn't it? Unless it was Al Pacino. And why would he be there putting asparagus in a... Anyway. And I lied. He was actually behind me in the self-checkout.
Did you speak to him?
No.
Did you do that kind of celebrity... You know,
I
know
no, I didn't.
Because I bet he.
Why would I do that
know.
With Hugh Dennis? He wouldn't have a clue who I was. Yeah. Here are the best bits of the show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is Talk Sports. It is Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here until one. Barry, you found a Donald Trump hat in the studio, didn't you?
I have, yeah. You find all sorts in here. Kelly Brook calendars, Make America Great Again, red baseball hats.
How long are you going to wear that?
Until you rip it from my head in a fit of anger, rage.
I did think I was watching Donald do his sort of one of those speeches, and I did think that we've missed a trick over the years, Barry, in not in the way we introduce the way we talk to each other is we're not always sort of positive, are we? We're not always. So I thought maybe if I started saying, you know, alongside me, a great guy, he's going to be great, Barry Glendenning. Is Barry anywhere? Is he here? There he is. He is just great. He's going to be great. Today, Barry is going to be great.
Not as great as you.
No, I feel he's going to be great. He's got the best words. He's going to say them in the right order. And I feel I just think he's going to be great. If you want to text us.
And you know that thing where they do the listener figures twice a year? What do they call them?
The Ray Jars.
The Ray Jars.
Yeah.
They're false. They're corrupt.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they're good.
It's like surely 4 million people that don't get counted and they all listen to us.
They only listen to our show, don't they? They specifically listen to us.
I'm genuinely worried. Mm. I've always been pretty politically apathetic, I have to say.
Yeah.
Obviously, I work for The Guardian, so I'm lefty. I wear sandals. I should have a beard.
Yeah.
I knit muesli.
Mm-hmm.
But... otherwise, I tend to leave politics to the grown-ups and I concentrate on the stuff in the back pages.
Yeah, me too. I flit occasionally.
Yeah,
like, if you notice,
I try to take an interest, but
it's hard, isn't
there's
it?
Just so much football and other sport to keep on top of. I have to leave the news. I try to get the news every day. That's
okay.
About it.
Yeah.
And now I'm genuinely worried. Like, I was up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Just following... what's going on in America, watching it unfold on Twitter and on TV. And I'm for the first time ever in my life, I'm kind of scared.
What, that the world's going to end?
No, well, possibly, yeah. It's just really worrying. The President of the United States is insane. Like, he is nuts.
Yes, he is. What do we do about it? What can we do about it?
Well... you know, they say that bad things happen when good men stand by and do nothing.
Okay.
So we've got to do something. So I'm wearing a red hat with Let's Make America Great Again on it.
How is that going to help?
Because America isn't great at the moment.
No.
And someone needs to make it
but
great.
But you see... actually,
I've only been in America once and I now have no desire to ever go there again.
But you see...
I probably wouldn't be let in.
You could wear that hat, you see, and it could be turned around because that we've just established this. Two and a half billion people listen to this show and they could take photo. We're live on Facebook. People will see you wearing that hat and basically that justifies... that justifies the
madness. I'm reclaiming the slogan, Let's Make America Great Again.
You are what Barry is. Do you think you'll be on the news later?
Possibly. You know, it's
as what?
Some nutter.
Well, you're not even a drunk now. You're a sober.
Yeah, that's the worrying
mad,
thing.
Mad, sober Barry Glendenning.
No, I'm going to bring down Trump with just a series of late night acerbic, waspish comments
on social media.
Are
that seems to be working.
140 characters or less. That's what everyone else is doing.
That seems to be working at the moment.
Yeah.
So look, we're live on Facebook, facebook.com/AMaxRushton. We've got an agenda for today's show. Would you like to know the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, here's how the show works. It's a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, well done us. Great
show. By the way, I've had to sit down and I've taken over from Mark Schwarzer.
Yeah.
I've got his headphones on, nice and warm. You know, Mickey Quinn used to always leave him a cold headphone.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask him if...
if he would have been more comfortable, if someone had just erected a goal net behind his chair for the duration of the, and then he could hang a towel in the side of it and bring in that bag goalkeepers carry with them. What do you think they have in it? Apart from...
Another pair of gloves, probably. Because if they split a pair...
Yeah, or if they lose one glove and then someone picks it up and puts it on a railing, a nearby rail.
Adam Shortland writes, today's show, it's going to be great. Yes, thank you very much, Adam. Right, here's how the show works. 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, it's a great show. If we don't, it doesn't matter. And nothing in life really matters. And never has that sentence been more apposite. Right, one, we discussed going to the toilet. We're not sure exactly how we're going
to. I don't think we should, to be honest.
It's a great story.
We're in the gutter already.
With Shettleton's goalkeeper yesterday in the West of Scotland Super League First Division. Their keeper, Gary White, was shown a straight red card on 71 minutes for no polite way of saying this, just having a wee behind the goal. And the Twitter account of the opposition just says that, at Shots Bon Accord. Shettleton goalkeeper, Gary White, sent off after 72 minutes. So we could do...
And the thing is, he did ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the linesman,
right,
may I go to the...
Oh, like at school,
toilet.
He
please,
put his hand
please,
up.
Sir. on Will Cadogam Dolgadian Leheris. That's the Irish for can I go to the toilet.
Is that right?
Yeah. And someone behind the glass is telling me what it is in Welsh, or else he was clearing his throat. I'm not sure. But, he did ask for permission. He wasn't given permission.
Yeah.
You know, a man's got to go. A man's got to go.
Someone said we could do a court short 11. One of those pun things, you know, with sort of Mart Poom in goal. And ugh. Danny Shit, who sends back, not having that. Point two on the agenda, Max and Barry's FA Cup review is here. Point three, Barry v Justin Morehouse and guess the attendance.
FA Cup, guess the attendance. Yeah.
It's
a tough attendance. Yeah, tough guess the attendance to go to.
Justin's already tweeted he's focusing, preparing. Point four, we'll find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. Point five, I have an uninspiring quiz for Barry. Point six, we take race dubs to another place. Point seven... we find out if Charlie Austin has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point eight, we raise our game for the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes. Point nine, the voice of TalkSport, actor Ralph Ineson will come on. You know, it was Finchie in The Office. He's
yeah.
a Leeds fan. So when he comes on, we could get him to say Barry Glendenning, so we could add that to the jingle. Because we know how you want your jingle.
I don't particularly want a jingle. Mm.
Here's a text. Why is it always the lefties that protest about election results, the true enemies of democracy? What happened to us? What's this show going to be? Really, just text us puns with toilet-based footballers. We're much more capable of coping with
it. We could have a campaign to send me home.
Mm, let's send Barry to where he came from. I can't wait.
Coming over here.
Stealing
taking,
our...
Taking your broadcasting gigs.
Taking your radio sidekick jobs. The 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. The text is 81089. You can call us if you really want to. 0871722224. You can tweet at Max Rushton, at B Glendenning. David Way says, looking forward to the show, guys. On my long drive to Aberdeen from Yorkshire, don't bore me. Okay.
That's pressure.
That is pressure. Paul Munnings on Facebook says, Lou Macari. Yes. Okay. They're going to come in, Barry. There's nothing we can do now. Andy Follow says, you need a lot of bricks to build a wall around Barry. You've been doing Dry January for how long? 28 days.
All of January.
And you've lost how much weight?
A kilo.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awful. I mean, I haven't drank for, 29 days, 30 days?
Mm-hmm.
I have only eaten potatoes once. No rice, no pasta. No fizzy pop.
Tough for an Irishman to only have one set of potatoes.
It's a huge sacrifice.
Isn't it?
No fizzy pop.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of walking. Like I did a 9-kilometre walk on Friday just for the hell of it.
Mm.
Been going to the gym sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think I would have lost quite a lot of weight. No, 1 kilo. I mean, you could have a bath and lose more than 1 kilo, just sweating it out.
If there are any builders around...
Can we get personal trainer Luke on to ask him why I haven't lost weight?
Yeah, okay, I can do that. Anybody who wants to supply enough bricks. And Barry will pay for the wall. Don't you worry that we build around him. He will pay for it somehow. Dan Bell says, I think you need to sit closer together. Looks like you've had a row. Martin Sansom says, make Glendenning small again. Dooley says, you may have put on muscle, Barry, but looking at you, I don't think so.
That's very kind.
Kieran writes on Facebook, when is the guy with the fat voice taking his top off? I have to go to work soon.
What, top off?
Well, I don't know, maybe just to see that 1 kilo loss. Please don't do it yet, Barry. And lots of people saying, please take that hat off.
Okay,
it's time for this.
Take the hat off.
Max and Barry's FA Cup League review on TalkSport.
Yeah, really exciting FA Cup fourth round, wasn't it? After the third round was a little bit disappointing, I thought, Barry, but I enjoyed this. It took two games on Match of the Day for the commentator to point at the fans, with the Wolves fans, to say, try telling that lot the FA Cup doesn't matter. I was waiting, but had that on my bingo card of things that commentators were going to say.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. Slightly disappointing that there were, you know, an understrength team put out at Anfield, but Wolves still beat Liverpool despite all the changes.
Lincoln City 3, Brighton 1. Do you want to go there, or do you want to stick with the Wolves game first?
I've had a mirror here. I did notes.
Yeah.
And I left them at home.
What do you mean?
I left my FA Cup notes.
Is that like saying the dog ate my homework?
No, I can. You know, you can come home with me after the show and I will show them to you if you don't believe me. If you want to make a massive deal out of this.
Okay, I will.
Right.
I'll come back.
You're calling my bluff.
Yeah. We'll stay live on Facebook. I'll come back to Brixton.
Yeah.
Have a look at your notes and then go home again.
All right.
Well, look, we're starting with Liverpool. Did they change the camera angle again? I know that I'm the only person, maybe I'm the only person left that is still angry about this.
I think you are.
But I'm so frustrated. It suddenly went really high again. It was trying to make Anfield look like the new camp. It was good enough as it was. Don't change it.
Yeah, I do think you're the only person to care about. Do you think perhaps if they have changed the camera angle, this accounts for Liverpool's recent slump in form?
Absolutely, yeah.
That if we were looking at them from a different angle,
they would have won.
They would do better.
I'm very pleased with Paul Lambert. He came on Fantasy Football start of this season, and he was genuinely lovely man, and he was doing a lot. Interesting to see how much work he was doing, just going to lots of different football clubs, learning from lots of different people. Obviously, he's pretty well connected given who he played for, but you know, spending time in Leipzig and watching how their youth academy works and all that. And I think Wolves have got an excellent manager, and it's interesting how much younger he looks now. He's having a good time at a football club. Where was he? Was it Blackburn? I can't remember. Villa. He was at Villa, and he was he just looked haggard and sad. And now he's
really
got a golden
miserable face.
I
think he was really miserable. And then he kind of disappeared off the radar. Did a bit of a Steve Bruce. He disappeared from view for a few months, presumably when he was going around doing those little, you know, work experience gigs at other clubs. And came back and he'd lost a load of weight. There was a rosy red glow back in his cheeks, a glimmer in his eye, or a gleam in his eye. Because I'd never quite known what to make of him. I'd been at a few press conferences where he was exceptionally dour and grumpy and
but managers all
curt.
All managers do that, don't they?
No,
even
not
Pep
all of
does
them.
That.
Well, what do you mean even Pep? Pep's the master of it.
Lincoln City 3, Brighton 1. Well done to the imps. Brighton shorts were too bright. They
think?
Were a ridiculous, luminous yellow. TC in Barnet says, Barry Glendening always sounds drunk. He sounds slurry when he speaks. Thanks very much, TC. All feedback welcomed, 81089 on the text. I was pleased that Kasper Ankergram got a run out. When did you last think of Kasper Ankergram?
I don't think Kasper Ankergram was even on my radar.
Should
he have been?
I mean, it's, to me, he's almost Culverhouse territory, Kasper Ankergram.
He's 38, isn't he?
Mm.
And he doesn't really look like a goalkeeper.
I don't think he wasn't expecting to come on, was he?
No.
He wasn't ready.
He'd, I think, before he even touched the ball, apart from picking the ball out of the net, he'd conceded two goals before he even got a touch of the ball in play.
And the own goal, I mean, you've got to feel for the lad, haven't you? On his debut, just to neatly side-foot the ball. Oh, God, he just... Never was the phrase you wanted the ground to. You just wanted the. You could see. It's when the other teammates the head in their hands and the other, the rest of Brighton's back four was just like, oh. And I wonder if they ballsed up for the third goal to make him feel not so bad. That it was 3-1 and not 2-1, so it wasn't entirely his fault.
Well, I have to say my favourite on goal, and there were quite a few over the weekend, was Darren Bent on Friday night.
Oh, that was a classic.
Yeah, that was
wasn't
a beauty. He went and absolutely welted the ball, put his boot through it, hack it off the line, but he must have taken his eye off it, didn't catch it quite properly.
There's a former Cambridge centre-back called Wayne Hatswell, who, not playing for us, but in an FA Cup game. If you go on YouTube, I'll find it and tweet it out. He does that. The greatest own goals is when the defender has time to settle himself and then punt the ball and it still goes in. Let's do Spurs 4, Wickham 3. Once again, the Wickham goalkeeper's outfit, pink and luminous yellow, sort of blending into each other.
But Jamal Blackman. He looked a bit like an ice lolly.
He did, yeah. Like a
tango twister, is that? Because you know Barcelona used to have that second or third kit, the orange and yellow one.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Jamal Blackman, he looked like a lolly. He had a good game, though.
He did. I mean, there was one Spurs fan who invaded the pitch when Son scored the fourth goal. And you sort of think, if you are going for the Premier League title and you've just scraped past Wickham, as a fan, I know you're caught up in the magic of everything. That is not a pitch. That's not a happy pitch invasion. We're relieved to win this game. Save it for winning the Premier League if you're going to run on the pitch.
But he might die of old age before that happens.
And it's entirely possible.
Have you ever participated in a pitch invasion?
I have, yeah.
When?
Playoff
win?
Playoff. The last one was when we beat Stevenage 3-0. Remember we had, who was the footballer? Steve Morrison, who was going to Nando's.
Yeah.
When he played for Stevenage. When Cambridge beat them 3-0, we invaded the pitch at the end of the game. I obviously would never support such a thing, but it was done in very uplifting, good manners and humour and love and joy.
Okay. Mm.
So I'd be a few in the early 90s, yeah. But never an angry one.
I felt very, very sorry for Gareth Ainsworth after that game. Would you agree he is arguably the coolest manager in the Football League?
Big shout.
He's a front man in a rock band. I wouldn't say successful. Like, I mean, they're not going to do a world tour in fill arenas or anything, but they have a loyal following.
That is, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, for want of not... I mean, I think Sean Derry's got some style, but probably not up with
Ainsworth. You're biased.
Yes, I am. Right, more FA Cup review in a bit, and in just a minute we'll find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. Good morning, you are listening to the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendening here. Also live on Facebook, facebook.com.
How many viewers?
Up to 24. Kieran says, 12 months from now, on the first anniversary of your live stream, are you going to invite the first 20 loyal listeners who kept you guys going in the early days into the studio for a party?
We could have a secret gig.
David Vasey says they should take the 9 people from last week to Alton Towers for the day.
Yeah, we could do that.
Why not? Do you want to carry on with a few things that we sponsored from the FA Cup yesterday?
Yeah.
Well done to Oxford. Good win over Newcastle, 3-0. Enjoyed the local radio commentary when they put that on with the telly. I like that. Did you see, we mentioned Pep, easy win for them at Palace. Pep's nice to see his winter wear because he's very good in the summer, isn't he? He's very, you know, he always looks smart. And he had an excellent black coat with very prominent zips. And there was a really nice moment in the game where the commentator said, Willie Caballero made a pretty regulation save, and the commentator said, Caballero had to be alive there, which I thought was fair. I thought, had it been a weekend at Bernie's style decision, Claudio Bravo would have had to be playing pretty badly if Willie Caballero wasn't alive, and yet they still put him in nets.
I think there are quite a few Manchester City fans out there who would prefer the corpse of Willie Caballero to Claudio Bravo. In goal for Manchester, a fully animated Claudia Bravo. Nah.
Paul McCann writes, Barry's voice is so fat it wouldn't fit in my bedroom. And Chris says, Barry's voice is like a warm, unmanicured hand reaching over you to snaffle the last tea cake in a cheap guest house. That's Chris, the happy Charlton fan. Ralph Einstein, our next guest.
Chris
is
the happy Charlton
fan.
Yeah,
the only one. Ralph Einstein's the voice of Talk Sport as well. He does our, you know, on Talk Sport now, Max Rushton.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Did you not know that? Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I know, that is a voice. Barry, you can't compete with that, can you?
No.
Once, Ralph, I did a, I'd had an audition to do the voiceover for CNN, and I'd had a skinful the night before, and I was really good because my voice was so deep. Is that part of do you sometimes have a skinful the night before to get even deeper?
There was a client I used to have that used to like to book me at 9 a.m. because they reckoned that I was a kind of an octave lower. the earlier they got me in the day, so yeah, I think it does. But I don't actually. This is all genetic. It's a voice I get from my grandmother.
I'd have loved to have met her.
Yeah, no, it's an absolutely true story. She had a very, very deep voice, which all her sons and I take after. So it's not to do with whiskey and cigarettes.
Was your grandmother Barry White?
Yeah, she was. She was Barry White. Yeah.
Sutton away, I was at the. I'm a Cambridge fan. I went to the Leeds game where actually we did. We sort of hurt you for 45 minutes, but even with a lot of reserves, you played some lovely football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seem to be getting it together very well at the moment. I'm happy about being a Leeds fan for the first time in a long while.
And Gary Monk, Gary Monk was on Fantasy Football a while back last season, I think, and seemed a very bright guy, and it seemed a very strange decision from Swansea when they got rid of him, and it's worked out well for you so far.
It's worked out great, yeah. I think he's the perfect guy at the moment for the where we are. He's got a young side playing together and got them organised and doing all the things you have to do in the Championship. So, yeah, very happy with him.
Ralph, would a small part of you, or possibly a big part of you, be able to put up with the humiliation of losing against Sutton if it meant you could focus on the league without distraction?
Yeah, all that focusing on the league. I mean, hopefully today he'll give some of the under-23s a chance to give somebody, you know, some of the players a rest. So there's always a danger that something could happen. And yes, you can take a loss in the cup if it means that we're going to finally have a chance at promotion.
And all the Leeds fans I know, they love Pontus Janssen. Just tell us about what a hero he currently is to you guys.
He is. He's in on loan from Torino, Danish centre-half we've got. He's a fantastic player, but he's got that that ability to connect with the fans. He can, you know, put a winger into Rose Ed and stand in front of the court whilst bumping his fist and getting everybody going. So, he's exactly the kind of player that fans want to see him.
Genuinely, what do you think about your chances in the Championship this season? Would you take a playoff spot right now, or do you think there's potential to push the top two then?
Well, they've improved so over the course of the season that I'm starting to think if they can keep the run going, Brighton and Newcastle are going to slip up at some point. So there is a chance of getting automatic promotion, but I wouldn't have said that a couple of months ago. So, yeah, I don't know. But I don't think I would take a playoff place just yet. I'm going to try being optimistic for once.
And why is 2017? What's panning out for you, Ralph?
A lot of stuff that I did last year will be getting released this year. And I'm working in Sofia a lot at the moment. I'm on my second job over there in the last few months. So I'm doing an American TV series called Absentia,
okay.
Which is a lot of fun.
Okay, that's cool. Now, Barry, you have a question, do you?
Well, I was going to ask, are you still alive in Game of Thrones without spoiling anything for anyone, or have you come a cropper already?
I have been told by people who read the books, which I haven't, that he didn't die, the character Dagmar Clefjaw, and he went to hold Torrhen Square. So I think he's still alive, but in the show they referred to everybody he was with, Theon Greyjoy at Winterfell, have been flayed alive.
That's, yeah, I had a feeling you might have been flayed alive. So you haven't been working on it recently and you can't tell me what's going on or give away
I can't tell you anything. I worked on the second half of season two and I've had... I can't really can't help you on that one, sorry.
Now, Ralph, Barry doesn't have a jingle yet. You've yet to sit in a sound booth and said Barry Glendening because I don't think Barry's important enough for this, but I just wonder if
I'm just a humble sidekick.
I wonder if you could do it for him now and we can clip it up and add it ourselves so he doesn't feel so bad. If you could do, I don't know, Barry Glendening, he's not as fat as he sounds.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Barry Glendening. He's not as fat as he sounds.
Oh, that's beautiful. So good. Hey, Ralph, look, have a good day. Enjoy the game today. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate
Cheers.
It. Top man, Ralph Ineson there. Rob Silent says, this is a straight choice between Federer Nadal or Rushton Glendening. How are you fellas going to win this Battle of the Giants smiley face? I'll tell you how we're going to do it, Rob. Ian Culverhouse live.
Steve Redmond.
Andy Impey.
Tommy Widrington.
Steve Potts.
George Parris.
Ian Bishop.
Ian Selly.
Richard Rufus.
Tim Breaker.
Ian Brightwell.
Scott Oakes.
Jed Brannan.
Mel Stirland.
Stuart Castledine.
David Lee.
Glenn Pennyfeather.
Carlton Fairweather.
Kevin Brock.
Mark Azlewood.
Craig Hignett.
Neil Poynton.
Didier Six.
Timothy Atuba.
Scott Sellers.
Michael Jilks.
Lee Sinnott.
That's good.
John Polston.
Robbie Musto.
Phil Stamp.
Mitsu Patalainen.
Ian Andrews.
Gary Bannister.
Ian Butterworth.
Ian Snowden.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh!
Great game. Well played.
That was brutal.
Yeah, it really was.
Before we do Footballers Are Nice with Charlie Austin, a bit of reaction to Culverhouse. Gabriel says...
A nutritional game of Culverhouse.
Oh, man, that was like La La Land, says Gabriel. Lots of dancing around, lots of Emma Stone-type squinting, and then a disappointing ending, he says. Luke Carter, Scott Sellers, the turning point, as he always is. Marcus Johns, good, strong West Ham representation this morning, and probably the best ever game of Culverhouse. Coincidence? I think not.
Radiant has tweeted to say, great game of Culverhouse. I turned off the tennis due to the palpable tension.
Paul says, you had him at Stamp. Marathon. And Culverhouse ice bath after that. It was a great game and well done to everybody. Pete says, I've got chills. Culverhouse masterclass. Although Matt does say Gary Bannister used too many times. Game must be replayed. And Ben says, an all-time classic. I'm exhausted. Right, let's do Footballers Are Nice, Barry. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Today's contestants is the Southampton centre forward, Charlie Austin. Good afternoon, Charlie. How are you? Oh, should we try that one more time? Charlie Austin, can you hear us? We're struggling with your line.
Hello, mate. You got me, mate?
Yeah. Got you loud and clear. That was a nerve-wracking start, wasn't it, Barry? How are you, Charlie?
I'm not too bad, thanks, yourself.
Yeah, very well. Say hello to Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hello, Charlie.
Barry's not as fat as he sounds, Charlie.
And it's now official.
Yeah, he's lost a kilo in a month of doing Dry January. Just 1 kilo. He's very disappointed. Now, Charlie, do you know about this feature or are you going in a little blind?
Going a little blind, mate.
Okay, that's exciting.
It's the right way to have him on the ropes from the get-go.
Okay, Charlie, so this is it's been going for 3 years now. And we're just trying to find nice footballers because, you know, footballers sometimes get a bad press and we believe there are some diamonds in the rough. And we found many and we find out if you're nice, Charlie, by asking you a very
tough technical question, okay?
Okay.
Charlie Austin, are you nice?
Yes.
Great answer. Very confident. Now, we've had footballers on with their own charity foundations, Charlie. Well, Asmir Begovic just the other day had one, didn't we? We've, Johnny Jackson said, under the pressure of live radio, he'd start a charity foundation. Michael Duff, a Burnley centre-back, said he occasionally gives 10p to a tramp. And Mickey Quinn asked for money. So you know, there's a wide spectrum here. Where do you stand on that, the spectrum of niceness, Charlie?
I try and give to the kids. I sat at my own football school in my local area. So that's me being nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I can be good to the local tramp every now and then.
Okay, good. Do you know him personally?
Dave.
Oh, that's good of you. But you should know, get him a soup. It's always better than giving money. But okay, Charlie, well, you are nice, and that's good. And that means you get to answer 16 unconnected questions. Question one, Charlie Austin. If Barry and I were to come round for dinner, and we'd love to come, what would you cook for us?
Steak and chips.
Okay.
Any veg on the side?
And a few peas just to make it look a little bit colourful.
Because okay. I can't eat the chips. I'm trying to lose weight. And 1 kilo in a month.
Is there any sauce with it? Is it Tommy K on the side? Or would you make a béarnaise?
Yeah, lovely, that, isn't it?
Perfect. Yeah.
Charlie, if you were coming to our house for dinner and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I'm not keen on chicken Kievs.
Oh, really? I've recently had a sort of chicken Kiev renaissance. I've really got into them.
Is it the garlic you don't like, Charlie, or just the chicken, or the combination of both?
Just lazy, isn't it? Lazy chicken Kiev. That sounds nice, do it? Yeah. Two chicken Kievs, chuck that in the oven. No thought process in that at all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you've gone round for dinner, you'd expect more than someone to just...
Especially if I'll give you steak and chips and I'll turn up your place giving me two chicken Kievs.
It's only to be angry about it. You still come over for dinner, you know. I don't have a lot of dinner parties. Okay, that's fine. Charlie Austin, do you do your own laundry?
In my house? No, my wife does that.
Okay. Mrs. Austin does that. That's fine.
Mrs. Austin does that.
When you say in your house, do you do laundry anywhere else?
No, the laundry people do that at a football club.
Oh, that's
lovely
true.
People they are.
Oh, yeah. Does Mrs. Austin put your initials on all your clothes so that it doesn't get mixed up with hers when it comes out of the wash, like they do with the training kit at the Southampton training ground?
Barry, I'm 27 years old. I'm 6'1". I don't need initials in my gear to get me up with my wife, don't you?
You're implying, Barry, there that, you know, and there isn't a Mrs. Glendenning, Charlie, so maybe Barry doesn't understand that you don't wear the same clothes, same kit. They don't go out in kits, the Austins, do they?
Well, I can just imagine, say, the Austins turning up at a wedding or something and he's got CA on the breast pocket of his suit just in case.
No.
Go with question four, Barry.
Okay. Do you recycle, Charlie, or does Mrs. Austin sort out the bins as well?
No, do recycling.
Okay. I was once at James Beattie's house,
name drop.
Yeah, and he had a terrible problem with squirrels gnawing through the lid of his recycling bin. Is that a common thing down around the South Coast, or is it just a Beattie problem?
It must be a Beattie problem. However, when I lived in Wokingham, it was a nightmare. They had recycling bags, so you just had to leave them outside, and the foxes used to go mad.
Oh, that's a nightmare, isn't it? And also, just a bag, if you have to carry it down, when the bin juice comes out of the bag, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
Also, if you leave a bean can in the tins and glass bag, the foxes, they love beans, so they go in and then...
Oh, that cuts them out. They get a scar around their head. Yeah,
or they walk around with an empty can just stuck to their face, banging into things.
You don't want
it's
that.
It's a minefield recycling.
Charlie Austin, when did you last take public transport, like a bus or a train?
Oh, a train. 2 weeks ago to get my haircut.
Oh, you take a train it's a journey for the Austin haircut, is it?
No, I just went with my little girl, jumped on a little train ride, Shawford into Winchester. It takes like 2 minutes, but I was on there.
Okay, good.
What's your favourite insect, Charlie? It's a controversial question. Pat Jennings didn't have one.
Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope.
No, I don't really have one, to be honest.
No, not. I mean, butterflies popular. People like the ladybird. Spiders allowed.
Ladybirds. There's loads in my house. Every time I... the window, and that there must be hiding somewhere.
Do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
I used to own a onesie, not no more.
Okay. Did it have novelty ears or not?
No, that's not.
Okay. Okay.
What's your favourite cheese, Charlie Austin?
Oh, Stilton. Love a bit of Stilton.
Oof. Okay. Charlie, you're on death row. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show do you settle down to watch?
Love EastEnders.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You can get 2 episodes in as well, can't you?
But I do. I'm into Silent Witness on a Monday.
I love Silent Witness.
Yeah. I do, yeah. I don't know what's happened to me.
Well, to be fair, Charlie, it's a lot better than EastEnders.
I'm into Death in Paradise.
That's awful!
Yeah, but it's a nice sunny place for a murder, you know, isn't it?
If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, and this is far more important than any tennis tournament, which one would it be, Charlie?
Fruit. I don't want an apple.
Okay. How many toilets do you have?
One, two, three, five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay. Mid-table.
Mid-table, yeah. Schwarzer's got nine.
I've got 9 toilets.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Charlie, do you have more televisions than David O'Leary, who is rumoured, according to Tony Cascarino, to have 11 TV sets in his home?
Oh, I am way off that.
How many?
Five TVs, I bet.
Five toilets, 5 TVs, a draw. You'll have to get one to have a winner. What kind of pants do you prefer, Charlie Austin? Boxer, brief, jockey. John Hartson, always commando when you see him on the telly. Not a pant in sight.
What a guy. What a guy. Yeah. Boxers,
okay.
Charlie, in your own opinion, which counts for nothing, are you better looking than West Brom's Jonas Olsen?
Yes.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick?
I've not smelt Michael Carrick. I wouldn't say yet.
Could you next time, because who said they would? Begovic said he would, I don't think he will. Next time Southampton play Man United, I don't know when that's happening, if it's happening soon, could you just get close and just have a sniff?
All right.
Oh, cheers, mate. That's great. I think Charlie will do that.
I'll give him a sniff.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
And finally, Charlie Austin, are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
He's a cool guy. I'd like to say I'm a nice guy.
But Linvoy's got an MBE for being nice, Charlie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're struggling there, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd have to say no, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, listen, Charlie, thank you for your time. Thank you for putting up with Roger Federer as well. Hopefully Roger will tweet an apology to you after he's, you know, celebrated winning a Grand Slam so heroically against Rafa Nadal.
Roger always has to make it about himself, doesn't he? You know, interrupting other people's moment of glory.
Absolutely right. But Charlie, it's great to have you on. 5 toilets, 5 televisions. He will sniff Michael Carrick. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you, Max.
No, pleasure. Speak again soon. Charlie Austin there, Southampton striker. All round, good egg. If you're just joining us, Roger Federer has won the Australian Open, beating Rafa Nadal. Also, West Ham have agreed to sell Dimitri Payet to Marseille. And this is good from Christopher Evans. I'm Charlie Austin. As I turned to Charlie Austin and said, not sure when your next play in Man United. Christopher says, rushed and forgetting in the heat of the moment. Southampton are playing Man United in a cup final in just 4 weeks' time. Yes, of course they are, Chris.
Barney Norris. Yeah. Novelist who's responsible for the book 5 Rivers, mm-hmm. and it's apparently so good it's earned him a place in a feature in the Salisbury Life of the local artistic movers and shakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in touch to say, I'm having my wedding reception in Shawford in July. Would Charlie Austin like to come?
Oh, well, we'll put it to Charlie off air.
It's a bit rude, Barney, not to invite Max and I have to say, but just to ask us, can we ask Charlie Austin if he'd like to go to a wedding?
Oh, we can do that. Also playing today, Sutton United on the 3G, playing Leeds United. One man following Sutton. Lightning Lenny Dawes, Eurofighter. He's in a European Championship super lightweight fight coming up, and he's on the line now. Lenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, how are you doing, all right?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Say hello to Barry.
Hello, Barry. Right.
Hello, Lenny. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, Lenny, are you a Sutton fan or are you just following Sutton because you've fallen in love with them?
I'm a Sutton boy. I've always... my amateur club is from Sutton Borough, so I've always been in the Sutton Borough. And, I'm going to go down and give them some support today.
Have you got a chance? A lot of people saying the pitch might make a difference. I saw Leeds play Cambridge in the round before, and I think they'll suit a surface where you don't have to worry about your touch.
Well, that's it. They're used to it. It's a tough ask today, but, you know, why can't they do it? They're having a good run. Wolves have pulled it off with Liverpool, so who knows? You never know.
Will you be going on the pitch at half time? That's what boxers often do when they go to their hometown club.
I'm not sure what's in store. Yes, what we got in store today, but yeah, we have to. Yeah, it's, we're going to go down and give it to them and try and give them that little bit of extra support there and give them that drive. Being the underdogs, they're going to want it. It's a big reward, so let's go and do it today.
Barry next to me is doing dry January, right? And he normally drinks a lot, okay? And he hasn't drunk for a month. And he's only lost a kilo. Now, some people are suggesting that he's turned his incredible amount of fat into muscle. as a fit man yourself, Lenny, would you say that's a possibility?
Depending what training he's doing, but it's a start. He's losing something, which is a good thing. But
well, Lenny,
I
do actually go to a boxing gym, not right. as often as I should do, but you know, I do skipping. I do sort of. Jumping around tyres and stuff.
Plenty of cardio stuff, yeah.
And then I get on the heavy bag. I don't like...
You just sit on it.
I don't like punching things that hit back, unlike you,
no,
Lenny.
That's right, yeah.
But what am I doing wrong?
Just keep at it. Are you drinking plenty of water?
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking plenty of water, plenty of fluids going down, eating right. And again, just doing plenty of cardio. And it happens, it's going to take a bit of time. All them times that you've been drinking and overindulging on calories, it has to even itself out, and then it will start. It will start to work.
Would you take? Would you take Barry on a? would you? Would you give him a run around?
I would. Yeah, if you would like to keep up with me and give it a go.
I think I wouldn't be able for that.
Tell us about your fight, Lenny. You're fighting Anthony Yigit, the undefeated Swedish sensation. Tell us when it is and where it is.
It's the 11th of Feb at the Westcroft in Carshalton. 2 weeks away, looking forward to it. Training's going really well, spot on, feeling good, excited. Got an unbeaten prospect in front of me, so it's going to be an entertaining fight. Looking forward to it.
And give us a score prediction for today, if you would.
I don't know, it's hard to say. I like to go 1-0, 1-0 to something.
All right, confident man.
You never know, yeah.
Top man, well listen, thanks for coming on. I'll send Barry to your gym and ruin him. perhaps do it after the fight because he might sit on you. No, you're not that big, Barry. I apologise. Cheers, Lenny. Good luck in your fight. Good luck to Sutton this afternoon playing Leeds United. Huge game for Sutton. 15th in the conference, I think they are. And Lightning Lenny Dawes fighting Anthony Yigit on the 11th of February in Carshalton. We're just entering the Ben Shepherd, Chris Kamara 3 minutes, I believe, for 3 minutes of this show, Ben Shepherd and Chris Kamara. Listen to us in the car on the way from Sky to the pub where they go for a beer and discuss goals on Sunday and probably discuss the 3 minutes we've done. So you've got to up your game now. And they were in the week and we have a very special message right now. Let's listen to this.
Max, Barry, we're in the car. We're off air, aren't we, Cam?
We are indeed. Max, whatever happened to Max?
He's on the radio now.
Oh, is he on the radio? He used to do TV on a Saturday morning. What happened to him?
He's gone up in the world.
Oh, has he gone up in the world?
Yeah. Talk Sport. Warm up.
We once did an assault course together, me and Max.
Did you?
Yeah, he beat me as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I let him. We had a race for Can We Do It in an assault course down in, I don't know, somewhere in Hampshire. And we had to go underwater and all that sort of stuff. And they didn't want to get the tash wet.
Is it not waterproof, your tash?
But well done, Max.
Yes, congratulations, Max. Barry, have you ever done an assault course with Max?
No.
Ah, well, that was nice, wasn't it? Thanks, lads. Thanks to Ben Shepherd and Chris Kamara. Obviously big fans of fantasy
Ben Shepherd doesn't have enough shows of his own. You know, every time I turn on my television, he's there.
You can't hate Ben Shepherd. It's impossible to.
Do you think?
Yeah. You can't. We're in the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes, Barry.
Yeah, well,
if he was here, you'd be nice to him, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course I'd be nice to him to his face.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got a turn on him.
Why?
He's too nice.
Is it to start?
I'm suspicious.
Are you starting, you know, just to, do you want to get some social media coverage?
Contrarian,
you'll be the next Piers Morgan.
Yeah, in the same way that Piers Morgan loves Donald Trump, I'm going to hate Ben Shepherd. That's going to be my shtick.
That's your thing, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. We are just moments away from Barry Glendenning versus Justin Morehouse. Guess the attendance. We're live on Facebook. Up to 7 people on that feed at the moment. It's extraordinary stuff. From Small Acorns, Barry. That will become an international thing. All right, Barry, how are you feeling? You ready?
I'm nervous.
Okay, it's time
for Guess the Attendance. What began as just a simple quiz for Barry Glendening became an international, I would say, moment. That's probably the word I can best use to describe it, as Barry takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse. Justin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Max. Good afternoon, Barry.
Justin.
Do you know, I've been trying to focus this morning, yeah, because the FA Cup is... It's the magic of the cup, isn't it? Mm. And it's given the whole game another twist, really.
Oh, it takes it to another level, Justin. You know, it's difficult enough at the best of times, but, you know, the cup...
The magic of the cup. Are we up for the cup? You know, are the fans going to invest as much, you know, compared to the managers who are playing weakened sides? It's incredible.
Has Guess the Attendance in the cup lost its magic? That's what I wonder.
It's added to it. It's added an extra frisson.
It has added a frisson, hasn't it?
But after recent events in America, Justin, I was saying to Max, Guess the Attendance has been ruined, because you just say whatever attendance you like, and it's true.
I've got some alternative attendances for you.
Now, you sent a few tweets out, Justin, which makes me wonder if you have enough to do on a Sunday generally, but you've been preparing. I just need to check. Focusing, all right. Okay.
Did your focusing involve buying a Sunday newspaper? And...
No. I've had this thought. We've been playing this a couple of weeks now. I've had this thought, right, one week, shall I just cheat, like, brilliantly for a laugh? And I thought, no.
It would bring it into disrepute.
Yeah. It's not just that. I just think now, like, we've already discussed the Trump thing, you know, there are people sat in detention centres waiting to find out whether they can make the legal entry into the country where they live. And if I was to cheat at that game, I'm making a mockery of everything they're going through.
Yeah. And, you know, there are few places in the world now where truth is truth.
Yeah.
And this is one of them, as long as the newspaper haven't lied that I'm holding.
This is pre-truth.
Okay, let's start. Guess the Attendance FA Cup special. and we'll start in League Two. Crewe nil, Cheltenham nil.
You've curved that ball again.
Crewe Alexandra nil, Cheltenham nil. The referee, Darren Handley. Yeah. There was one booking in an otherwise completely non-eventful game. That leaves Crewe, let me have a look, four places from the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Cheltenham, one place above the relegation zone in League Two, 6 points. A Crewe versus Cheltenham. I'm going to go to Justin first.
2,463.
All right. I think Justin's doing Crewe an injustice there. I will go 3,811.
3,373.
Yeah. Wasn't that much of an injustice.
No, it wasn't. You hate the people of Crewe. 1-0 to Barry. Okay. Let's go then into the FA Cup fourth round. Liverpool 1, Wolves 2. Fantastic victory for Wolves. Liverpool's third straight home defeat, beaten by Swansea, Southampton and now Wolves. Craig Pawson refereed it. Liverpool 1, Wolves 2. Well done, Paul Lambert. But what was the attendance, Barry Glendening?
It's going to have been a full house, isn't it? New Anfield, it's... I'll go 43,200.
Justin.
I mean, I can give you 90 minutes. It was about 12,000. I'm going to go 44,103.
What did you say, Barry? 43,000?
52,000.
They like football in Liverpool, guys. You should know that. 44,000.
You know what? They should have reminded us through the media that they've built a new stand.
Mm, should have done.
So I forgot about that.
That's 1-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I feel dirty taking that point, to be honest.
No. Well, I'll have it.
You deserve it.
No, you can't. I wouldn't give it to you, but I wouldn't, you know. No, I don't. I feel great about it.
You deserve it. Okay, here we go. Peterborough nil, MK Dons 4. All four goals in the second half. Disaster.
For
Cambridge's second team there. Peterborough United nil, MK Dons 4. John Busby refereed it. But how many people were there? Justin Morehouse.
3,500, exactly.
I think Morehouse has got this horribly, horribly wrong. I'm going 11,000.
Okay, hang on. It was 6,617. So, oof. I think Barry just gets that.
What? He was 5,000 out.
No, you're right. You get it, Justin. Well done.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Look, I did double maths A level, but it was a long time
ago. Justin was 3,113 out. I was... Oh, hold on.
I was
10,000 minus...
You said 11,000.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Justin.
You can have it.
Sorry, I would rather give him the point than have to do sums.
This is why they have, on real quiz shows, they have somebody doing the actual scores, don't they?
Yeah.
Paxman does not run blind on University Challenge. Okay, so it's 2-1 to Justin. Well done, Justin. And it's, who's going first on this one? Barry's going first. Okay, into the championship we go.
Right, fertile ground for, I guess, the tennis, as we all know.
Preston North End 1, Ipswich Town 1. A last-minute equaliser for Preston. Steve Martin refereeing it. That Steve Martin was the referee. But how many people were there?
Preston... Not the first time the referee's been the jerk.
Hey!
Hey, guess the attendance is no place for jokes. It's a serious competition. Preston versus Ipswich. Who's going first on this?
Barry.
Barry, you're going first.
Oh, God. I will go 18,426.
Oh, you've overgone. You've shot over there, mate. 14,625.
10,656. Oh. It's another win for Justin Morehouse. And just playing for pride, guys. Southampton 0, Arsenal 5. Well done, Danny Welbeck. Lovely to see him back. Hat-trick for Theo Walcott going back to Southampton. Kevin Friend reffed it. But how many people were at St Mary's, Justin?
29,103.
Barry?
I will go 29,104.
31,288.
Yes!
That's really not in the spirit of things, Barry, but you still lost 3-2.
Can I just throw something in just for us to all think about next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we are doing it again next week.
Of course.
My thought is, this week's new rule, if we ever get one exactly right... The game stops then. We never mention it ever again.
We never mention it. We never talk to each other. If we see each other in the street, we just walk past each other.
And maybe film with Robert De Niro where they push the burger cart down the stairs.
Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's a great idea. May that never happen because it's filling 5 minutes a week at the moment. Justin, I'm enjoying that. Hey, are you playing Wigan later? How do you feel about it?
You know what? For a genuine moment there, I thought he was plugging a tour date for me.
And were you horrified that, oh, God, I have to go to Wigan tonight and do a gig?
I've got the day off. We've got the match. Do you know what? I think we should beat them easily enough today. I hope so, anyway. Looking forward to the game on Wednesday as well against Hull. We keep having, like, 3 or 4 games at home on the trot and then nothing for a couple of weeks. It's fun.
You know, Justin, in 18 encounters, the aggregate score between Man U and Wigan is actually, well, you know, on a sort of a guess the attendance riff.
Yeah.
Can you guess what the aggregate score between Man U and Wigan is over 18 matches?
51-4.
You cheated on that one.
Is that right?
I think it's 56-5 I make it.
Yeah, I knew it was something good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you should win, shouldn't you? Stoney says, can I suggest you need Rachel Riley for next week's Guess the Attendance? I'll give her a call. Lord Early says, this is flawed. Guess the Attendance should not be closest wins. It's all about the accuracy. He's waiting for someone to get it
on. What's the difference between being closest and being accurate?
And John says, confirmation that basic mathematical skills are not a requirement for a job at TalkSport. Justin, we will speak to you next week. Good luck with your focusing for a week. Justin Morehouse there on tour all over the country. We'll tweet out his tour dates. It's not as good as Guess the Attendance, but it's still
I'm
a good show.
I'm going to start training and going to get Sean Spicer,
to be
Republican PR man. I'm going to get him in as my corner man, my cuts man.
It's a very good idea. They were the best bits of the show. We'll be back next week. Have a lovely time.